Hello, welcome to Hope and Life Ministry. My name is Hope Agbem. I'm the host for the teaching for this edition, and I want you to sit, enjoy the message, listen, and be encouraged and be empowered. Let your faith be catapulted to a new level of God's glory, God's presence, God's grace. Be blessed. And I pray all the listeners be blessed, and may the Lord give you a heart to listen. In Jesus' name, God is good. And we are living a time that we have to live intentionally. We have to live a lifestyle that is fruitful in today's life, because people shall reap of you, some of your fruit. Yes, a good fruit, not a bad fruit. And I want to make an announcement starting from next month, with effect from June the 3rd. Next week, the broadcast time will be 9:30 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yes, that's California time. Yes, again, starting from next week, the broadcast time will not be 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., but rather 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. So this is announcement. So, yes, you tune in the right time. So this is an announcement. Anyway, any prayer requests you may have, I want you to write to me, Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 9117. Again, Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 70288. Well, God bless you, and God keep you safe. And if God also put you in your heart to sow into this ministry, to keep us in the air, please do not hesitate to write your check to Hope and Life Ministry. For it is blessing to give than to receive. And your blessing is working for a future blessing as well. And God blesses those who sow to others. So God bless you. And let's continue. Now, to this edition, we're going to be speaking on the topic, the joy of not giving up. Yes, the joy of not giving up. So I want to encourage all. Let me pray. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we declare that word is true. Thank you for Jesus' sacrifice at the cross. Jesus, we bless you for salvation. We bless you for your redemption through your precious blood. I pray for all those that are listening. May you bless them. May you cause their heart to listen. May you empower them. We pray for you for healing inside of their body. By your stripes, they are healed. Those that have sickness, those that have addiction, those that have spirit of infirmity, we command them by the authority you give us, those spirit to be dethroned. We pray for healing. We pray, Holy Spirit, we pray you empower the people. You cause them to grow in the knowledge of God. You cause them to grow in godliness. You cause them to grow through the joy of not giving up on you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Bless all. And I'm your vessel. Use me to bless multitude that are listening. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yes, the topic of this edition is the joy of not giving up. So be encouraged, be empowered, and listen with your spirit. We read Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh of the flesh will reap corruption. And he who sows to the spirit will reap everlasting life. And verse 9 declare, and let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap a harvest if we do not lose heart. Some translations say, if we do not give up. So I want to encourage all, be empowered, and always continue to sow what is right before God. And the Bible says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are on the household of faith. So I want to encourage you, oh, be encouraged in doing what is right, in sowing to what is right, what you know it is acceptable to God, what you know is beneficial to you, what you know is beneficial to your children, what you know is beneficial to your household, what you know is beneficial to your families, what you know is beneficial to your relatives, what you know is beneficial to your neighborhood, what you know is beneficial to your country, what you know is beneficial for your eternal blessing. Oh, continue to do it, because whatever you do, there's a harvest, there's a repercussion. Every action we take, there is a consequence. There's a consequence for every action, either good or bad. So you sow into what is leading by the Holy Spirit. You are sowing to a huge blessing. You are sowing to a blessing that's waiting for you. So you will start rejoicing, because God is faithful. God does not waste the affliction. God does not waste the sacrifice of his children. Also, because he's not a person to lie. He is not one that can lie. Oh, God is genuine. God is faithful. He sees everything. He rewards every action. He rewards every action, whether good or bad. I want to encourage all, be blessed in doing what is right before him. Be blessed as you are being led by the Holy Spirit. Be blessed as you continue to sow to your relatives' life. Be blessed for God's reward. So be encouraged, the joy of you not giving up, because there's a huge blessing. There's a restoration of a greater glory that awaits you, and it's for eternity to eternity, because the righteousness of God, oh, is for eternity, and his salvation is for eternity to eternity, and your blessing and your reward, oh, it is for eternity. So because you sow in this flesh, you sow in this life, you sow on this earth, once we breathe our last, any opportunity to have any more blessing is over. So this is the time to have the joy of sowing into your life, into your relative's life, into your community, into your eternity. So be empowered, be encouraged that all of your work are doing what is restoring blessed life that is awaiting to be revealed in the end time for you. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 21 says, though your enemy that may be working evil against you, they will not go unpunished. Proverbs 11 verse 21. Though your enemies join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished. Now, and it continues, says, but the posterity of the righteous will be delivered. The posterity of the righteous will be delivered. So if you have an enemy working against you, they are numerous in numbers, God is saying they will not go unpunished, because he sees all. And of course, he reigns upon both the just and the unjust. And he rewards everyone according to their deed, according to the intent of their heart. So it's encouragement to do what is right. Now, he says, but the posterity of the righteous will be delivered. So as you continue to sow, as you continue to do what is right before God, your posterity shall be delivered. That his promise. So it is encouragement. It is encouragement to continue to do what is right before him. It's continue to do what is honorable to him daily. It's encouragement to be led by the Holy Spirit daily. It's encouragement to sow into your future, into your eternity, into what is working for a greater glory. Job chapter 22 verse 30 declare, he will even deliver one who is not innocent.
Yes, he will be delivered by the purity of your hands. Job 22 verse 3, meaning you are in a household with people that are not saved, that are guilty of their sin, that continue to do evil. But because of the purity of your hand, because you continue to live a righteous life, because you continue to do what is honorable to the Lord, and of course you are praying for them, God is saying he will be delivered because of the purity of your hand. That's the meaning of this passage, Job 22 verse 30. So be encouraged and don't give up. That is why it is very important you don't give up on your loved one. You don't give up on your relative. You don't give up on those that you are praying for. Because God always knows the appointed time. You just continue to sow to people's land. Because of the cleanness of your hand, they shall be delivered. They shall be proven innocent, even though they are guilty, because of your righteousness, because you continue to pray for them, because you continue to encourage them. Yes, God wants you to be intentional. God do not want you to give up. Just like Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 36, God said, I search through the earth looking for a person that will build up a wall between me and the people, so I will not destroy the people, but I find none. See, God is saying, I'm searching for a person that will intercede between me and the people, that intercede, that will pray for the people, that will petition the people on their behalf. But I find, so it is God's will to always stay in the gap, pray for the people, encourage them, do what is right. Because of the purity of your hand, they shall be delivered, they shall be saved. Because of that, all of your loved one, or most of your loved one, shall be in heaven because of you. So be encouraged. The joy of not giving up, the joy of not losing hope, the joy of not losing heart, the joy. Sometimes it is the job of Satan to always attack the loved one because they want you to be discouraged. They want you to give up. They want you to say, oh, it is going nowhere. I want to encourage you. Be strengthened in your work. Believe for the impossible. I have a classic example. I have a grandmom that have always refused to turn to Jesus Christ. She loved me with everything. But when it comes to Jesus, she will never give her life to Christ. She will smile and say, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. But I have never stopped praying for her. It took me almost 15 years. I've been praying for her. I've been praying for her. And one time, she had been sick of the leg. And so this was a phone call. And so from then, I asked her if she wanted to give her life to Christ. So once I started to pray for her over the phone, the Holy Spirit empowered her, and the presence of the Lord all overshadowed her. And she said, what is this? And she said, wow, this is true. I said, yeah, this is true. And she gave her life to Christ Jesus. And this is a testimony. And she gave her life. I never gave up on her. And she today, she is in heaven rejoicing. Same thing happened to another uncle of mine. Similar. God is faithful. God hears your prayers. Be encouraged. The joy of seeing your loved one saved. The joy of knowing that your prayers are not in vain. The joy of knowing that the lifestyle that you're living is a lifestyle that is honorable to the Lord. The joy of you positioning, posturing yourself as a vessel of the Lord. As a vessel God can use to be a blessing to others. As a vessel of light. So those walking in darkness, they will see the light of Christ in you. They will see that you are genuine. They will see that Christ is real. Christ is not fake. Christ is reality. Eternity is reality. I want to encourage you. Be blessed and be encouraged. Be strengthened. It is Satan's job to try to blind the heart. It's Satan's job to try to blind the mind. It is Satan's job to make sure there's a veil upon those who even God has promises for. Yes, but it is our job to live a lifestyle that depicts all the righteousness of God. So God will use our lifestyle as a vessel, as a way of removing those veils. So don't be discouraged. Continue to sow. Continue to sow. At every tree, every fruit is known by its fruit. So be a tree that bear fruit. The Bible says, one of my favorite verse, it says, Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30. It says, the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. Yes.
Again, Proverbs 11 verse 30 says, the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. And the next is, he who wins so is wise.
The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. And he who wins so is wise. So you are in a household with your relative. You are a tree of life. Be encouraged because of your life, because of your tenacity in the Lord, because of your not giving up, because you have hope, filled faith in Christ Jesus. All your loved ones become saved. You become a tree of life to them, because at the appointed time, God will answer you, because at the appointed time, God will rip off the veil that is blocking all their heart, that is blocking their eyes from sin. So don't give up or be encouraged or be exhorted. Oh, I want to encourage you, the joy of not giving up, because your work is working for a greater glory to be revealed in the end time. So much darkness are in the people today. So much confusion on the people today. Because Satan's time is getting shorter and shorter. So he's not playing at all. He's not playing. That's why we have to be wise. We have to encourage ourselves and do what is right. And to soul. And to what pertains to eternal blessing for ourselves and for our loved ones, for ourselves and for our nation and for our community and for those that may be far off also. God reward righteousness. God reward those who sow into what is good. So I want to exhort you, be blessed, be encouraged, be strengthened in your walk with the Lord. God desire all to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So be filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will reveal even the secret things of people's deed. Yes, and they'll be amazed that God is real, because you prophesy, because you do reveal what God has revealed to you, because you pray for God's direction, because you are led by the Holy Spirit. You ask him to fill you, to teach you, to empower you. He is your teacher. He is your guide. He directs you. He grants you wisdom. He connects you to the Father. And not only that, but he's able to reveal what is to come. Yes, God is faithful, and God is no respecter of a person. Be encouraged. And let your faith be catapulted to a new level of anointing of the Holy Spirit. Anointing that he gives you. Because God wants to empower you. He wants his presence to increase in your life. So be encouraged. Trust the Lord. Even if you are going through addiction, if you are going through sickness, if you are going through all kind of anxiety, just pray and give all to the Lord. Give it all to the Lord and ask God for his grace. Ask God to help you. Ask God to deliver you. Ask God, because he's faithful, because he loved all. For God so loved that he gave his son for your sake. For he gave his son to be crucified. He gave his son for your sake, so you can be delivered, so you can be saved, so you can have relationship with him, so you can have eternity with him. So don't give up. Give it all. Ask God, give it all to him. No faking with the Lord. God is genuine. He knows the motive of everything. Be exalted and know that he loves you. His work is for your good. His plan is to bless you. His plan not to tear you down. His plan to encourage you, to empower you, because he loves you. He sent his Holy Spirit to teach you, to empower you, to posture yourself before the Lord. Spend time with him and be led by his Holy Spirit. And eat of his word. Meditate upon his word. Put his word into work. And let his word be a revelation. Pray according to his will. Pray according to his leading. Pray, be led by the Holy Spirit. Everything you do, do it because it is what is acceptable by the Lord. It is what is honorable to the Lord. Because God reward every tenacity in him. Oh, be intentional in doing what is honorable to you. Be intentional. Oh, be joyful, because your work shall be rewarded. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plan that I have for you, a plan to prosper you, a plan to give you a future and a hope, a plan to bless you. if you seek him with all of your heart. So the main thing is seek him with all of your heart. Then your way shall prosper. Your day shall prosper. Your week shall prosper. Your month shall prosper. Blessing, even though trials may come, but God will use all those trials as strengthening, as empowerment, as a foundation of greater strength and greater glory to be revealed in you, as a blessing to others also. So don't give up. Whatever you go through, walk through it by faith. Let faith go before you. Let faith lay hold of that which Jesus has purchased for you through his cut, through his blood, because he loves you. God wants you to be a light in generation. God wants you to be a soul winner. God wants you to be intentional. God wants you to be joyful. God wants you to have the joy of knowing that you have great blessing waiting for you, because you are one who never give up. Be encouraged, be strengthened. Some may say, oh, but Hope, I am too old right now. I do not have that much life left. No, it's never too late. You start calling upon the name of the Lord. You start yielding your heart to him. Start believing him, because he loves you. Every single sin that you have ever committed, oh, he's so gracious that he will wipe every one of them with his precious blood, and he will not remember it anymore, because he bled for you, because the love of the Father has been poured out upon you by releasing Jesus to be crucified on your behalf. So God's love is great. Never give up. Be encouraged. No matter how much your sin are, God is able to forgive you. Confess all of your sin to him. Acknowledge, agree with him, it's a sin, and forsake it and rejoice him, and sow, start sowing into praying to him, start sowing into spending time with him, start sowing into being yielding to the Holy Spirit leading, start sowing into his word, start sowing into positioning your heart, posturing your heart before him, and having that mindset that you have been forgiven, as we have read from Romans chapter 8. Therefore, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who are not led by the flesh, but they are led by the Spirit. You see, you are led by the Spirit. So it's never too late. You are never too late. All of your sins shall be blotted out. Though your sin be as scarlet as red, they shall be as white as snow. Even though your sin be as red, they shall be as white as wool. That's the book of Isaiah 1:18. Be encouraged. No matter how big your sin is, God's grace is greater. God's mercy is greater. He's faithful. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's long-suffering. He's been waiting for you. No matter how, maybe you have been away from home, you have been prodigal, it's okay. Papa God is saying, come home. It's time to come home, because he loves you, because he wants to put a new robe upon you, because he wants to make you as a vessel. He wants to make you, so it's never too late. He wants to make you as royalty, for he whom Jesus redeemed with his precious blood, he treasure. So it's never too late. Oh, give all to him. Give your life to him. Give your heart to him. Confess to him. He knows it already. So why try to hide it? You see, it's him. He knows everything. To God, even darkness is as light to him. See, confess all to him and rejoice. Start living a life that is righteous. Start living a lifestyle that's honorable. So it is the turning of your mind, that mindset of Christ. So be encouraged, be blessed. So I want to give a punch to anyone who does not know Jesus. So pray with me. Lord Jesus, please save me. I believe in you. I give my heart to you. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, my Savior. Save me. I give all of my heart to you. I believe in you. Died for me, and you resurrected on the third day. Lord, save me. I believe in you. Holy Spirit, empower me. Give me the strength to live for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, you mean it with all of your heart. We believe you are saved now. Eat of his word. Believe in him. Do what is honorable to him. And write to me. Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91170.
Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. And if God placed it in your heart to sow into this ministry, to keep us in the air, please do not hesitate, because there's a blessing in giving. Your giving goes to be a blessing to other people also. And it's going to reward you for eternity to come. So God bless you for those who want to help in supporting this ministry. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you safe. Remember, next week, it's going to be 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. God protect you. God guide you. God deliver you. And may God preserve your going out. God preserve your coming in. Until we meet next week again, God bless. And see you next time. And be joyful. Amen.